Farage, Brussels bully boys will build a bigger EU with no dissent allowed. By Victoria Friedman on July 20, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has warned that bully boys like the next European Commission president will construct a more federalized European Union. The EU bully boys, and girls, are not pretending anymore, Mr. Farage wrote in The Telegraph on Friday. A deeper and more centralized political union is to be built, with no dissent allowed. Remarking on Ursula von der Leyen's recent confirmation as President of the European Commission by the European Parliament, where the former German defense minister was the only candidate on the ballot, Mr. Farage called her a fanatical federalist whose appointment was the result of a Franco-German stitch-up. Von der Leyen has an incredibly ambitious program for her five-year term. In 20 years of sitting in the Strasbourg chamber, I have never heard a speech like the one she gave this week, in which she set out an overt bid for the EU to take control of all kinds of arrangements inside individual nation-states, from an EU minimum wage to the harmonization of corporation tax, Mr. Farage wrote. In terms of foreign policy, member states' vetoes must be removed so that a new European army can be deployed with a minimum of fuss. All aspects of the union will be backed up by the rule of law, presided over by EU prosecutors, he added, calling what the EU fanatic was planning an updated form of communism. During her speech on Tuesday, Mrs. von der Leyen called for a Green New Deal for Europe which would force the bloc to cut carbon emissions drastically by 55% by 2030, demanded an EU-wide rule of law mechanism to punish countries deemed to have betrayed progressive European values, and hinted at greater strengthening of the European Defence Union, a proto-EU army. However, Mr. Farage assessed that the next president of the EU's most powerful office could have been a boon for Boris Johnson's premiership, calling the German the pin-up girl for any future Brexit campaign. He said, in fact, by the end of her speech, I felt that Brexit was a little closer to being realized. Her vow to stand ready to delay Brexit tells us all we need to know. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.